I love it even more shopping at Maven's because the prices are so low, it's like every day is Christmas.
Charlotte finishes an audition.
Okay? See anything else?
No, I think that's okay. So next.
We done?
She waves and walks off the stage.
Charlotte?
Yes?
Sorry. Different Charlotte.
Oh.
She walks down a hallway and passes other actresses. Christmas decorations outdoors in the city. Exterior of an apartment building.
Every day is Christmas. Every day is Christmas. Every day is Christmas.
Charlotte looks at an inspirational poster on her wall.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. You know what? I've had a lot of first days. I would actually like a second. Thank you.
She closes her eyes. She gets up from her bed. She picks up her phone.
Hey, Mom? Yeah, I actually just got out of an audition.
Nice. I know I'm not supposed to ask you this, but how did it go?
Well, we'll see. And just as a rule of thumb, you can always ask how it went. Just never...
Did you get the part?
So, how was your Thanksgiving?
Well, Uncle Carl wants to know... When your cereal commercial is going to air again. And Grandma wants me to tell you that Brad Pitt is single. Again.
Oh, well, I'll be sure to put his number in my speed dial. Mom, I'm sorry I didn't make it home for Thanksgiving.
I know, sweetie, but... Like you keep saying, you're just one audition away from the big one. And I have faith in you, Charlotte.
Thanks, Mom.
Then maybe you'll be able to come home for Christmas, right?
Charlotte takes a deep breath.
Well, a girl can hope, right? Anyway, right now I have to go meet Rachel, though. She's in town for the holiday.
Rachel from college? I always liked that girl. Such a good head on her shoulders. Very pragmatic.
Right. And who doesn't love a hopeless pragmatic?
Okay. I love you, hon.
Okay, bye.
Charlotte hangs up.
Hey, have you seen the remote?
It should be on the coffee table.
Never mind, found it.
She texts on her phone.
Julian Walker stars in Thick or Thin. Tune in tonight at 8 o'clock, 7 Central.
Morgan sits in a chair and watches TV.
I can't believe you watched this. It is so overrated.
You're joking, right? I love Thick or Thin. Julian Walker sure is easy on the eyes.
Not so easy on the ears. They should give him a fork and a knife the way he chews that scenery.
Wait, didn't you take an acting class with him back in the day?
Back in the day? Wow. Thanks. It wasn't that long ago. Actually, it was an acting workshop, which is sort of a place where actors gather and work out.
Did you work out with anyone else famous?
You know what? Maybe you should stop watching these boring reruns and get out the rest of the Christmas decoration.
Humbug.
Great.
Bye.
Bye.
Charlotte leaves. Morgan goes back to watching. People walk on a sidewalk.
Hey, hi.
Charlotte goes into the Broadway cafe.
Hey. It's like your sore eyes. Oh, it's so nice to see you. Yeah, how's it going?
Oh, it feels like 100 years between drinks.
Speaking of, how's the eggnog?
It was perfect. So, you didn't come home again this year for Thanksgiving?
No, my roommate and I had a Friendsgiving.
Mm-hmm. I know everyone brings a special dish. I know, silly. I'm the one who started those for us back in college, remember?
Oh, gosh, how quickly time flies.
Rachel smiles.
All right. I know you must loathe the question, but how is it going?
Well, I am up for a big commercial.
That's good.
And? You're happy?
I choose to believe happiness is a journey, not a destination.
You are still collecting all those corny sayings.
Hey, don't make fun. They keep me believing anything is possible. Mm. Even if lately I feel like I'm spinning my wheels waiting to become the next big whatever.
Don't say that. Were you this close to landing the lead in Thick or Thin a few years back?
Oh, the big fish that got away, don't remind me. I was so confident. Then they paired me with the one and only Julian Walker.
I can't imagine it's easy putting yourself out there all the time. The ups, the downs.
Oh, yeah. The constant cloud of rejection mixed with the occasional rays of hope and sunshine.
Well, then maybe it's time for a change. Okay, I wasn't going to mention this, but they're looking for a new coordinator in employee events at my company.
Oh, please. I am so not qualified.
Says who? You know, the last woman in the job? She actually had a degree in theater.
Seriously?
Yes. Face it, Charlotte. Acting is just a different form of sales or public relations.
I suppose.
And you, with your boundless energy, you're a natural-born corporate cheerleader.
You really think so?
Totally. And just think of it. Terrific salary, with benefits, and you get to be in Chicago with me.
Charlotte shrugs.
I mean,
wouldn't that be fun? Okay, you don't have to decide this minute. Just think about it. Please.
I'm thinking I need to get to work and put a pin in this reunion. Mm-hmm.
I'll take that as a maybe.
Okay.
They get up from the table.
Oh, it was so good to see you, Rachel.
It was.
They hug.
Okay, we'll talk soon?
Yes.
All right.
Please.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you.
Love you.
Rachel walks out.
Living the dream.
Charlotte stands in the cafe and reads a book.
Don't you read that same book every Christmas?
Yep. I consider Scrooge a personal literary hero.
Is that so?
Absolutely.
Oh. A man walks in.
Table for one?
Thanks, but I'm looking to take it to go. I'm heading for a potluck, and I've got to bring the dessert. Any recommendations?
Absolutely. Yeah, the ginger spice pumpkin bread, always a solid choice. Or the peppermint cupcakes, to die for. Or to diet for.
I think I'll take a half a dozen of both.
Hey, like it. Gary, can you help me with the takeout order?
Yep.
Half a dozen of the ginger spice pumpkin bread and a half a dozen of the peppermint cupcakes.
Got it. There you go.
Oh.
Well, thanks, Charlotte.
How did you know my name? Oh, right.
Sid, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Sid. At a potluck, huh? That sounds fun. What's the occasion?
I'm working on a new production at the Grand. It's annual Christmas dinner.
Is that so? Our Charlotte is quite the actress.
That I am. And tonight, I will be acting as your waitress.
Have you been in any theater productions I might have seen?
Oh, no. I mean, not since college. I've done some commercials and some guest roles.
Nice. But if you ever get the chance, there's nothing like theater.
True. You can't beat the thrill of a live audience.
Okay, I'm sorry. When were you in front of a live audience?
Third grade production of the Christmas Nativity. I played one of the wise men.
Yeah, you did. Okay, here you go.
Hope to see you around.
And I'm looking forward to being seen.
Good night.
Good night.
Charlotte walks towards Gary.
Have you ever thought about trying out for the live theater? I bet you'd be great on stage.
My friend is trying to convince me to take this party planning job in Chicago.
And
I am considering it. I can't keep living paycheck to paycheck. I'm getting kind of tired of chasing the dream.
I've seen this before. You're just in a funk. And it's like you're always telling me, you're only one audition away.
From the big one. I know.
That's my Charlotte. Oh. Mind closing the cafe tonight? My wife is hoping that we'll put up the Christmas tree.
Aw, of course. Go have fun.
Thanks.
Bye.
Gary walks away. Charlotte opens the book again and starts to read. Theater marquee for A Christmas Carol.
To the Grand Repertory Company, I want to thank each one of you for welcoming me back. It means... Oh, who's that?
Oh! And enter dessert.
Dessert? Fashionably
Sid,
late.
As always, Sid, your timing is impeccable. Everybody, this is Sid, our set designer.
Sid walks in with the cupcakes.
Oh, I'm so glad you decided to join us again this year.
I wouldn't miss working with the finest seamstress in theater.
Oh, flattery will get you everywhere.
Sid! Hey! How you doing, buddy?
The real star of this production. America's favorite award-winning TV star.
Oh, come on.
How's the series going?
It was great. We did 5 years, and you know, on to the next, right?
Oh, I told Sid to check out the entire Thick or Thin experience.
Oh, okay, I'm sure you did.
Well, you know me and TV. I have to confess, I didn't see a single episode.
You know who you're starting to sound like? My dad.
Yeah, he didn't like TV much. And even before he became the artistic director of this theater, this place was his home.
But he did have a little disdain for TV actors.
Hey, now don't say that. Your father would be very proud of all of your accomplishments, especially the fact that you're running the company and directing our Christmas show this year.
The prodigal son following in his father's footsteps.
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Those are huge shoes to fill, okay?
You know, The Christmas Carol is a big chestnut to crack, particularly for a first-time director. You're nervous?
Come on. Me? I'm a TV star, not to mention I was nominated for a People's Choice Awards. Nervous? Ah, come on, it's for kids. No, I'm utterly terrified.
Julian puts his head in his hands.
Okay, there's a glass here, it's empty.
Charlotte turns off the open sign in the cafe. She sends a message on her phone telling her agent that she hasn't heard anything back from the casting director. She leaves the cafe. Exterior of Charlotte's apartment building decorated for Christmas. Morgan puts ornaments on a tree. Charlotte comes in.
What? You started decorating without me?
Sorry, we sort of got carried away. It's my friend Liz.
Hi.
Hi. What started out as a decoration party turned into a celebration. Liz just booked another acting gig. She's killing it right now.
No, it's just a silly commercial.
Oh, go on, Liz. Do the line from it.
No.
Oh, it's so good.
No.
Yes, do it.
Okay. Shopping at Maven's, it's like every day is Christmas.
Charlotte looks at Liz in shock.
So good.
Liz smiles and claps.
We're going to go celebrate. Have a glass of champagne. Do you want to come with?
No. I am just exhausted. But you guys should go. Oh. Yeah, you should celebrate.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Rach. I'm ready to take a stab at that job if it's still available.
Really? Are you serious?
Serious as a broken dream.
Yay, Charlotte, that's amazing.
Charlotte looks sad.
Julian, have you thought about the design aesthetic for this year's production?
We could save a lot of money by repurposing the sets from last year.
Costumes as well.
Yeah, see, that right there, that's my worry. That's the same thing that's happening all the time. The tried and true. People have seen that millions and millions of times, guys.
Maybe, but there's a comfort in familiarity. Besides, we don't have time to start something new.
Look, I know that's comforting, but we need to do something inspiring, not comforting. Something exciting, something refreshing, something real. Something from, hey, from here, okay?
The cast looks at Julian.
Do you want to know why I came back here? Because I believe in everybody at this table. I believe in your talent, and I believe if we work together, we can create something amazing. Let's give our audience a Scrooge they'll never forget.
Julian holds up a glass of red wine.
Who's with me?
I'm in.
Me too. Let's do it.
To the grand company players, let's create something beautiful.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
They all toast. A bus moves along a city street. A cab drives along.
Table for two? Absolutely.
Gary leads Julian and a woman into the restaurant.
Make yourselves at home.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
They take off their jackets and sit.
You've got two live ones in the station.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Julian? Julian Walker?
Hello, Charlotte.
Julian laughs.
You know, I thought that was you.
I just saw you over here from my table over there, and I just came over to say hello.
Hello? Oh, this is my friend Franny.
Nice to meet you.
Charlotte and I auditioned for Thick and Thin together, and we did some workshops back in the day when we were starting out, didn't we?
Yeah, good times, good times. Yeah.
Rock solid actress. I mean, fantastic.
Well, you are too kind. I don't want to keep you. I just, I was coming to say hello, so I'm just going
to... Excuse me. Charlotte, I need you to take these to table 7. We have a party of 9 I need to set up for us.
Okay. I'll do it. Yeah. Anyway. Well, I better get going. I'm just here, you know, researching a part.
Right.
Charlotte carries a tray away.
A part I seem born to play for the rest of my life.
Julian turns back to Franny.
Hey, Charlotte. Just got back to Chicago.
Just former block, sir. Thanks.
No problem.
Okay, so Operation Charlotte is officially in motion.
Okay, I like the sound of that, but what exactly does it mean?
Well, I told my boss how awesome you are. How you've held 3
jobs sometimes to pursue your dream of being an actress.
But she actually considered that an asset?
Definitely. Shows her you're goal-oriented. Now you just have to show her you're a passionate, goal-oriented multitasker.
In a phone interview?
No. My boss is coming to New York and plans on seeing if everything I said about you is true.
Whoa. Okay. I'm scared.
Don't be. Just be you. That's all I sold, and that's all you need to deliver.
Okay, I will be the best version of me that I can muster, and if that doesn't work, I'll fake it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
What was that about?
Oh, I have a job interview next week.
Ooh, what's the part?
It's not an acting gig. It's a real job. Like in the real world.
Uh-oh, I heard about those once. Entirely overrated.
Naomi walks away from Charlotte. Charlotte types on her computer.
So, Gary, I'm going to need to keep my schedule loose over the next week, but I should know about the interview in a couple days.
Got it. What's the part?
Party planning coordinator.
You're not seriously considering taking a job, are you?
I am seriously considering all of my options at this point, and this is most certainly an option.
Fair enough.
And look, if Fate's plan is for me to stay in this town, it needs to give me a sign. And that sign needs to have, like, big flashing lights and a sparkler on it. But until then... Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Gary smiles at her. Julian walks on a sidewalk and sees Charlotte in the window of the cafe. He stops and stares at her.
Sorry.
He dials his phone.
Hey, Naomi, do me a favor, okay?
Charlotte looks out the window and puts an ornament on a tree.
Great, you guys, I love it.
You get a lot of inquiries. I'll give you that.
No. Hey, I'll get that. No.
I'm not exactly sure what to expect.
To expect, Naomi, is that we're going to make sure that the actors only have 1 minute per audition. That way we'll be moving on a quicker clip. Because all we're looking for is a little Christmas magic.
Just be prepared to sift through a lot of coal.
You know, that's why we love you, Naomi. You see the glass half empty. I'm going to make you a deal. You give me till tomorrow afternoon, and I promise to both of you, I will have a decision on the direction of the play, okay?
Franny nods at Julian.
All right, I'm going inside to get warm.
I'll say this about our Julian. He definitely thinks outside the box.
Well, hopefully this little exercise in futility will put him back inside the box.
To be honest, I find his spirit refreshing. I think we've all been working on autopilot a little too long around here.
Franny walks away from Naomi.
We'll see.
A row of apartments.
Hey, Charlotte, it's Sandy, your tireless agent.
Calling your tired client.
Yeah, well, you better wake up, because I've got a great audition coming down the pipe for you.
Oh, yeah? Well, the carriage is yours. Lady at the counter, woman in the background?
No, listen, there's a new theatrical production of The Christmas Carol.
And the company's holding open calls.
They're doing a whole new interpretation.
I thought you loved the book. I mean, how many times have you read it?
Yeah, more times than I care to admit.
which means that you're perfect for this project.
Plus, the director requested you personally.
Really? Who's the director?
They didn't say. Listen, all you need to do is come up with a killer monologue and go in there and knock their socks off tomorrow.
Are you in? Okay, yeah. Wish me luck.
Charlotte smiles. The theater marquee for A Christmas Carol. A sign on the sidewalk for open auditions. Charlotte walks by the sign as she holds her book. Exterior of her apartment building.
Fact is, there's just not that many parts for me in this play. I'm too old for Belle, I'm too young for Mrs. Fezziwig, and all the other parts are for men.
Who says? Your agent told you they wanted a whole new take on the Christmas classic.
That's right. Why settle for a bit part?
Right. I mean, if I'm gonna go for broke, I may as well put it all on the line, right?
What are you thinking?
Where's my computer?
Oh, computer! Okay.
She sits with her computer.
Enter Erlinda Scrooge.
Morgan and Liz smile.
Yes. That's right.
Charlotte types. The theater marquee for A Christmas Carol.
God bless us, everyone.
An actor auditons.
That was great. Thank you. That was probably the most mature version of Tiny Tim I've ever seen. Okay, we'll be in touch.
Thanks.
You're not serious.
No, I'm not. That was terrible.
I told you we'd end up with a mixed bag with these open calls.
I'm getting a coffee.
Who's next?
Charlotte takes the stage.
Charlotte, is that you?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't.
It's me.
Oh, Sid, hi.
You're here to audition, I hope.
Yes. Yes, I am.
That's great.
Who is the director?
Hi, Charlotte.
She looks shocked to see Julian.
Oh.
Julian sits.
You know what, I'm sorry. I knew this was a big mistake.
She leaves the stage.
Short and pithy. I'll give her that much.
Julian stands and goes after her.
Charlotte, wait!
Charlotte walks out to the sidewalk.
Charlotte, wait. Please, come on. Hey, listen. Please tell me this is not about the thickness of an audition.
No, look, I just changed my mind. I don't want to do this anymore. And by the way, that wasn't just an audition. That was a network test, and you decided to go rogue and improvise.
Don't blame me because you played it safe.
I blame you because you didn't warn me.
I just took a chance, and it paid off.
Yeah, it paid off for you, but it totally threw me off.
Okay, if that's what I did, I'm sorry.
Well, a lot of good that does me now.
Look, I believe in you. I've seen you audition. You are a very talented actress, and I know you've got something prepared. We're in there waiting and excited for you to go in there and blow us away. Come on.
Well, thank you, Coach, but I'll see you at the next one.
Charlotte, this is the next one. What are you afraid of?
Julian stands out in the cold. Charlotte looks behind her. She looks in a window and sees a woman taking an order. She looks sad and keeps walking. She sits in her apartment with her computer. She looks at the party planning by Penelope website.
What are you so afraid of?
She opens a document of inspirational quotes. She closes the computer.
Thank you. We'll be in touch.
All right, boss. That was the final audition. Anything stick?
No.
Afraid not.
We give each one of them credit for trying.
Franny, what's that saying?
Julian puts on his jacket.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Oh. Excuse me? Hi, sorry, am I too late?
Yes, I'm sorry.
No. You're not too late at all. Charlotte, welcome back.
Thanks.
Please, the stage is yours. Just get ready.
Well, first I'll just say, so my idea is a modern retelling of the classic tale, told from a female perspective. Erlinda Scrooge.
Julian nods.
Like most of us, I think she's wondering how she got here, what she's doing, and maybe the most troubling, where she's headed. Which I think is something that most of us, at least I, anyway, can relate to.
Interesting. Well, we'll look forward to seeing what you've got.
Great. Is it okay to use...
You can use the whole stage.
Charlotte sets her jacket on a piano.
What's her name?
Charlotte.
She sets a bench on the front of the stage. She sits. She looks at the producers.
Am I really the woman who's still at work, head buried in a laptop on Christmas Eve, surrounded by leftover excuses of how I got here, wondering what went wrong, or worse, if my best years are behind me? Please. I thought my name would be in bright lights on big marquees, not posted to the side of a cubicle that no one sees. From now on, I vow to heed my past and honor my present while keeping hope alive for a bright future, knowing that deep down, none of that matters. All that matters is what is in here. And I promise to keep all three spirits alive within me. Forever.
Julian stands and applauds. Charlotte smiles.
That was great. Could you wait in the lobby? Just give us about 10 minutes to discuss.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time.
Julian puts his hands on his hips and watches her.
Guys, come on. That was amazing. It's a classic tale told with a real point of view with a modern day twist.
It could work. It just feels really ambitious.
Come on, Fanny. Ambitious is good.
Not when you're on a time crunch. Plus, Charlotte's an unknown quantity.
It's true, but it's a breath of fresh air. And I think that's a good thing.
It could be a recipe for disaster.
Okay, I know you're scared. I get it. We're all scared, right? But when you see something like that that's inspiring, you jump on it. Right? What do you guys say?
Charlotte waits in the lobby. Julian walks in.
Charlotte, I have some news. Now, it wasn't unanimous, by any means, but we all got together and thought about it long and hard and came to the consensus.
It's okay. I understand.
You're our new Scrooge.
What?
He laughs.
Yeah. What? No, there must be some misunderstanding.
No, there's no misunderstanding. You are our new lead.
Charlotte looks shocked.
Welcome to the company. We love your idea.
Now, look, I know we got a lot of work to do before Christmas.
I understand.
But you, Charlotte, are exactly what we've been looking for.
Seriously?
Yes. Yes, seriously. Seriously.
She and Julian hug.
Thank you.
The crew hugs her.
My goodness.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Charlotte smiles as she walks out to the sidewalk.
I got this.
She gets into a taxi. The theater marquee for A Christmas Carol. Charlotte's mom answers her phone.
Hello?
Mom? I'm sorry, it's so late. It just, I couldn't wait
until morning.
Okay.
Now I'm excited. What's happened?
I just landed a part in the new production of A Christmas Carol at the Grand. Oh, sweetheart, that is incredible! I know, I still can't believe it's happening.
What is your part?
Well, it's a loose adaptation of the Dickens classic.
Again, I am playing Erlinda Scrooge.
Oh, I love it already.
Thanks, Mom.
I guess that means you won't be able to come home for Christmas. But that is
totally fine, darling. I completely understand. And
I'm just so proud of you.
Really?
And we can just see each other in the new year. Celebrate
your success.
Yes, that we will. All right, I love you, Mom.
I love you, baby.
Okay, good night.
They hang up. Her mom pumps her fists. She looks up and breathes out. Exterior of an apartment building. Julian opens the door to his apartment.
Samantha.
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. I was just hoping to surprise you so we can finally do some catching up.
It's very kind of you. But I thought
actually... Did you invite me in?
She walks in.
It's our favorite Cabernet, and it's not exactly pouring itself.
Samantha, look, I have a very important dinner meeting with the Christmas production I'm directing, so I can't.
Can't you reschedule? I'd really love it if we could talk. You know, co-star to co-star.
Yeah, I will, 100%. But unfortunately, this is not the time. Can I take a rain check?
Sorry.
It's okay, I just have to go.
They're waiting for me, you know what I mean? So I'll call you and we'll try to reschedule when the play's over, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She leaves the wine. Exterior of Charlotte's restaurant. She walks in. She sees Julian.
Julian!
Hey!
Hi! How long have you been here?
Since the place opened, I guess. Yeah, I had lots of work to get done, and I didn't know when your shift started, so...
Not for 10 minutes.
Well, then great, have a seat. This is the rehearsal schedule, not to mention some preliminary production designs. And this... We need to work on this, okay? This is gonna be our little opus.
Yes, but I do need to work.
Charlotte looks scared.
Right, I gotta work. Fine, you work here, I'll work here.
Okay.
All right?
I like it.
Beauty.
I'll be right here.
Okay.
Morning, Charlotte.
Good morning, Gary.
I haven't seen you wearing that smile in a while.
Oh, so I guess you heard the good news.
Congratulations. I couldn't be more thrilled for you.
Thank you. Oh, but I do need to talk to you about my schedule for the next few weeks.
Don't worry, me and your director already got that ironed and put away.
Do you now?
Yes. Actors have a way of being awfully persuasive when they want to be.
I've heard.
She looks at Julian sitting at a table and smiles to herself. People walk on the sidewalk outside of the restaurant.
And what I love the most is that what's happening to Erlinda's character is that she's not sounding anything like Ebenezer.
Exactly. And did you notice in the entire script there's not a single humbug?
Because it's real, and it's contemporary, and it's modern, right? Which is exactly what we discussed, and I love the idea.
Yeah.
Hey, you creative folks. I wish I could let you stay, but I gotta close up.
Gary, come on. You sure we can't stay? Just give us a little more time.
Sorry.
I'm Gary.
No, he's actually right. People are going to keep walking by and seeing the light on. They're going to think we're open. We're not going to get any work done.
Right. All right, I have an idea. Let's go to an all-night diner.
Actually, I think I have a better idea.
Okay.
Charlotte opens her oven.
You're a real triple threat, you know that? And you can act, you can write, and obviously you can bake.
Well, don't speak too soon. You haven't tried one yet. Hey, my mom was the real baker in the house.
Mm.
There was nothing like her famous icebox snowball cookies.
Wow. I'm not an expert there, Charlotte, but that doesn't look like a snowball cookie.
I said my mom was the baker.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, so
back to our story. Where do you see your Linda at the end of the play?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about that. And you know how Scrooge looks back on his youth as like a missed opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was thinking that Erlinda could maybe see it as a second chance.
Julia nods.
And who wouldn't want that, right?
Well, that's the point.
I like that. Okay. To second chances.
To second chances.
They each take a bite of a cookie.
So what made you want to direct?
I suppose I'm looking for my second chance, too. Yeah, my dad, huge influence on me in the theater. You know, growing up, Christmas was never about being around Christmas trees or presents or anything like that. It was about being around him and being around the stage.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you really are a theater rat.
I was, yeah. And then came TV, and my agents are dying for me to go back to it, but when this play came to me, I just couldn't turn it down.
He looks up at her and smiles.
And,
she stares at him.
I didn't want to miss this opportunity.
Well, that makes two of us.
He nods.
All right, let's get back to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Opening act three.
Mm-hmm.
Exterior of the theater.
Good morning, the Grand Company. Thank you. You know, in the wee hours of the morning, Charlotte and I, working furiously, put together the final touches on our little production here.
You must be running on pure adrenaline.
Batting plenty of Christmas cookies.
Okay, you know, I gotta ask. Somebody answer me this, okay? How is my cohort in crime look brighter and bushier than I do this morning?
Oh, lots of hair and makeup. Beneath it all, I'm half asleep.
Well, that makes two of us. There you go.
Think we can talk casting?
Yes, good point. Naomi, casting. So, listen, I was thinking that the ghost of Christmas past should be our youngest member.
That would be me, sir.
Yes, it would, Brady. You up for the challenge? You handle that?
We'll find out soon enough.
Yes, we will. And the ghost of Christmas present is going to... What are you looking at?
Franny nods towards a man standing in the balcony. Julian turns and looks at him.
Oh, speak of the present. Dennis Hayes, what do we owe the pleasure?
I was hoping we might have a word.
Up there?
Please.
Julian nods.
Let's take five, okay?
Okay, everybody, we are back at 11:53. If you don't mind, I'd love to take your measurements.
Oh, of course, yeah. Who is Dennis Hayes?
The real company Scrooge. He owns the place, inherited from his father, who was a real arts lover.
I see. And his son?
Not so much. I'll meet you over there.
Okay.
Charlotte looks up at the balcony. She sees Dennis talking and pointing. She looks concerned. Three people walk away from him, and Julian walks towards him.
Mr. Hayes, I assume you're not here for season tickets.
I'm afraid not. But I don't want to beat around the bush.
He hands Julian an envelope. He opens it and reads a letter.
Now you're planning on mowing it down.
Your lease ends this year. It was hard for me to make this decision, but I'm putting this place on the market come January.
What are you doing? What about the theater company? We've been here for 50 years.
Unfortunately, that's not my concern. Property in this city is far more valuable than sentiment.
Dennis walks away.
No longer a nail. She can put your hands down.
Franny takes Charlotte's measurements.
Everybody, if I could just have everybody's attention for a second. Guys, can I have your attention? I have a short announcement to make. Production of Christmas Carol this season is going to be this theater company's final performance.
What? I don't understand. This theater has been around for...
generations.
I know. Trust me. I grew up here.
Its owner supported our vision. And unfortunately, this guy
only supports the bottom line. Well, so what can we do?
I say we give this little theater of ours the greatest send-off ever. We put together the best holiday show ever.
Charlotte and Franny look sad.
That's it? And then what, we shut our doors and go our separate ways, pretending this was just a job? Julian, I don't need to tell you. This theater company has been my family.
Franny walks away crying.
Guys, I'm sorry. Well, I guess our company will have to find another space to perform it next year.
I don't believe this.
Charlotte shakes her head.
I can't believe that fate would give us this incredible opportunity only to, what, let it slip away?
Charlotte, we're not going to let it slip away. It's just that none of us know what to do at the moment.
Sounds a lot like my life.
Julian puts his head in his hands.
You know what we need?
What?
A Christmas miracle.
He shrugs.
Well, in that case, I guess it's just a season to find one.
Charlotte nods and smiles. Exterior of Charlotte's cafe. She sees Julian come in and walks towards him.
Excuse me.
Hi.
Hi.
Sucker punch table for one, please.
Yeah. I take it you didn't see that coming.
Did you? I don't think any of us saw it coming. That is the business.
Oh, yeah. I know. This whole thing feels like a replay of my career. I can't tell you how many times I have landed roles only to discover they ended up on the cutting room floor.
Mm. I don't even have the stomach for this.
Sometimes I think the only reason I'm still doing this is because I can hear my dad whispering in my ear.
Is he the one that encouraged you to be an actress?
Yeah. He was a dreamer, trapped in the body of an ad salesman from Ohio trying to support his family. He passed when I was in college, so it's just me and my mom now.
I'm sorry. But I'm sure he's very proud that the dream lives on.
Lives on life support.
Oh, come on.
I have a friend who put me up for a job in Chicago.
Julian nods.
Really?
Hmm?
A job. Not a gig, but a job.
Yeah.
Charlotte nods.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, Charlotte, I don't know if I like the sound of that.
Well, I think we have bigger fish to fry.
True. No doubt. Okay, what's the priority then? Mount the play, save the theater?
Both.
I knew you'd say that.
Yeah. You thirsty?
Yeah. And I'm hungry, too.
Oh, that's good. There's a menu. Great.
Great.
Julian looks at a menu and sighs. Exterior of the Grand Theater.
Okay, people. We have to show Mr. Hayes that the Grand is worth keeping before the new year.
What's up all night? This is my conclusion. The only way we're going to save the Grand is getting people interested in what we're saving, right?
Right. And right now, what we know is we have a show opening in a week and a half and a website that is so ancient it can't even take online purchases.
Oh, I think I helped design that in 1997.
Oh, well, that's an easy fix, but it's not going to turn this place around.
No. That's where you're wrong. It's a good start. It's a good start. We need buzz for the Grand. We got to get people knowing what we're doing for the community, you know?
You know how many careers were launched from this theater?
Oh, I've seen quite a few. Stars of stage and screen.
See? That's the kind of information we need to get out there. Right now, this theater is New York's best-kept secret.
But we're going to change that because we're going to give this theater the buzz and publicity it deserves, right?
Even if it means drawing on your celebrity?
No, whatever it takes. And what it takes right now is a selfie.
Charlotte walks down the stairs. Franny follows her.
Oh, Charlotte, hold up. You know, you have a way of motivating a crowd that's really inspiring, even when the outcome is seemingly, you know, bleak.
Well, I guess it's all those years of rejection really strengthening the bounce back instinct.
I get it. I really think this time it's going to be different.
You know what? This time it is going to be different.
Fanny smiles at her.
Hey.
Oh.
Forgot something.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, listen, you were fantastic up there tonight.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Tomorrow's your day off, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking maybe we'd hang out and, you know, regroup.
Regroup?
Yeah.
What did you have in mind?
Well, I can tell you it's a surprise. But what I will tell you is I'll swing by around noon. How's that?
That sounds great. I'm game.
Great.
Okay.
See you then.
See you then.
All right.
Charlotte smiles. Exterior of Charlotte's building.
It is so not a date.
Think of it as a working field trip.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Then why are you wearing your good earrings?
Because I lost one of my bad earrings.
I just don't want you getting your hopes up.
For what?
Julian Walker? According to this, he's unavailable.
Oh, well, I see.
It's true. There's pictures of him here all over Manhattan with his former co-star, Samantha Cross.
Charlotte frowns.
I just don't want you getting your heart broken.
Well, don't worry. This is totally safe. Remember my rule about not dating actors?
Oh, right. I guess I confused you with me and my really want to date an actor rule.
Morgan smiles.
Behave.
Morgan follows Charlotte over towards the door.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow.
Hi.
Morgan. Julian Morgan.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Not funny. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
People walk on a city sidewalk.
Tell the truth. There's nothing like Christmas in Manhattan. The energy, the sounds, the people, the smells, just the best.
No, you're right. This town does come alive like no other.
Yeah, well, it's all right, see?
Yeah.
Dump town to walk away from.
Wow, you are about as subtle as a dump truck in a dynamite factory.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know.
Remember this place?
Julian points out a building to her.
Yeah, come on.
They cross the street together. They walk into the building.
Wow. Our old acting studio.
Let's go in.
Julian, we don't even know if it still exists.
So what? There's only one way to find out. Come on, let's go.
Okay.
They go up the stairs. They walk into a room.
Wow.
Look at this place, huh? It's like we never left.
If these walls could talk.
They would say there is no failing, only bold choices.
Bold, right? We were so bold. And you, oh, you were so good at the improv.
What?
Yes. Me, that wasn't my thing.
What?
It wasn't so great.
No, seriously? It's not what came across.
Well, that's because I took my mom's advice, right? Fake it till you make it. Oh, remember that that Santa reindeer thing that we did?
The fear of flying seminar.
Yes.
Oh, it was so much fun. You know, we were really good together.
We were. Gosh, I felt so alive then. So free.
Charlotte looks around wistfully.
Wait. Is that why you brought me here? You know, I don't know what happened the day of that Thicker Thin audition.
I thought you said I threw you.
Well, you did. But that was me. I was afraid to take a chance. Yeah, I understand why I didn't get that part. But to be honest, the worst part about the whole thing was that I didn't get the opportunity to work with you. We could have had fun.
They gaze at each other. Julian nods. They walk on a sidewalk.
Okay, so first real professional acting gig.
Ha! That would be a fast food commercial.
Really?
Yes. Oh. I ate so many french fries that day, I got sick. What about you?
I was an extra on a soap.
Ooh.
Yeah. Remember, I got paid for sitting around. Oh, man, I thought, whoa, there are worse things you could be doing to get paid.
This is true.
I'll tell you.
All right, subject change.
Okay.
Favorite Christmas memory?
Oh, you first.
Oh, that's easy. That was one of the times my mom came to visit, and I got a legit job.
Okay.
So I took her to see the carolers at Rockefeller Center.
Really?
And then we went and had Christmas dinner at the Tavern on the Green with the money I made.
Man. Sounds really special.
It was for both of us. Yeah.
I can tell you really miss her.
Yeah, well, after my dad passed, it was just the two of us, and I haven't seen her since. I don't even remember. What's your favorite Christmas memory?
It would have to be here. Hmm. Yep, New York. Yeah, I was 10. And it was this crazy snowstorm. And afterwards, my dad took all of me and my brothers out for a snowball fight.
Oh.
What, you've never done a snowball fight before?
Nope.
What?
And I plan on keeping it that way.
Why? It's fun. I've got a great idea. We'll do a duel. One snowball, three steps.
A duel?
Yeah.
No.
What are you afraid of? What's wrong?
Charlotte looks surprised.
All right.
Oh. Oh, there. See, there's the fire in your eyes. Okay, good. All right, you're on.
Okay.
Okay. Now, it's three steps.
Okay. Is that the rule?
That's the rule, but you gotta turn around. It's the rule.
Okay.
Okay, no, don't cheat.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
One.
One, two, three.
Oh!
Oh! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Are you okay?
She helps him to his feet.
Whoops.
Oh, man.
They stare at each other.
So I guess you can scratch that off your bucket list, right? Your first snowball fight?
And for the kids watching at home, that would be Charlotte 1, Julian 0.
No, I don't think so. I think you jumped on 2.
Oh, spoken like a true sore loser.
I'm not a sore loser.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's all right. I'm sorry. I had a really good time.
I had a great time.
All right.
They hug.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Charlotte goes into her building. They wave at each other. Julian walks away slowly. Snow falls in New York.
Ellen, thanks for coming to New York for this interview.
Oh, it's no problem. I had some business in town. By the way, how is it that New York City is the only place on earth that can make creme brulee this scrumptious?
People say the same thing about the pizza. There's something about the city that must be magic.
So how do you feel about a move to Chicago?
To be honest, I've been trying to open up my mind to new possibilities, and I'm liking the idea of a new adventure.
What a refreshing way to look at life. Change can be good.
Change can be good.
Well, you've certainly given me a lot to think about. I do have other candidates to consider, but you're definitely in the mix. I'm so happy Rachel recommended you.
Charlotte's smile fades. Charlotte enters her apartment and pushes past suitcases.
Oh.
Morgan and Liz sit together in the living room.
Okay, sorry, is it just me or did our apartment get smaller?
Liz is homeless.
I'm not homeless. I'm just domicilely deprived.
I don't think that's even a word. What happened?
I was subletting from this girl who turns out was subletting from this guy who moved upstate but didn't like it because it was, like, too quiet.
Not like it usually is here in our apartment.
He showed up yesterday wanting his place back. I'm so sorry, Charlotte. I had no place to go.
It's fine. Totally fine. You can stay here.
You know, if you're still considering that move to Chicago, I'd be happy to take over your lease.
Really? You would do that for me? You're such a lamb.
Real subtle. Why don't you ask to help her pack? What are you looking for?
Costume change. I need to go back down to the theater wearing something festive.
Okay, how about this?
Oh, that's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Thank you. Another outing with Julian Walker?
Something like that.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm not even going to dignify that with a reaction.
Charlotte leaves. The theater marquee for A Christmas Carol.
So when the Grand Company actually asked me to direct the season's production of A Christmas Carol, obviously I was thrilled. but not because of what the play meant to me. I truly believe that the theme is even more relevant today than ever,
right? Not there, mister.
Yeah, and the theater has such a long past with the city and an incredible present with this show, and we're hoping for a bright future, and
yes,
the community will get involved and support us.
Come, community, and support us.
Please.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well said. Now, what do you guys think? Talk to me.
Well, I won't lie. We'll definitely help. I'm sensing a bud. I'm sure we'll sell the run. Yes, but I'm not sure this publicity is enough to save the theater. We need to cast a wider net. Julian?
Yeah? What's up?
I don't mean to pry into your personal life, but I'm sure I don't have to tell you that your former co-star, Samantha Cross, is somewhat of a social media phenomenon. With over 3 million followers, her endorsement could really go a long way towards our cause.
So you're asking me to talk to Samantha?
I think that would be amazing.
Right. I'll see what I can do. Good idea.
Naomi smiles. Charlotte looks at a black and white photo on the wall.
There's a throwback Thursday for you. That's Julian's father standing outside the theater with Peter Hayes.
Wow. Who's the little boy?
Our current owner, Dennis Hayes. Maybe times were more innocent back then.
Hey, I think they're pretty great now.
Franny, look over at Julian.
Hey, we look pretty good out there, huh?
Yeah, I know. We're a pretty good team.
Yeah. I think it looks great, you guys. Let's light it up.
Yeah. I got it. Oh. I got it. Okay, Sid.
Yes.
Fired up.
Here we go.
Yep. Oh!
The tree lights up.
Wow, that certainly lights up this old lobby.
It certainly does.
Yeah.
You know, I can't remember the last time I actually put up a Christmas tree.
You're kidding.
No. Oh, this time of year, I'm really traveling and working.
Wow. You really are Scrooge.
Oh. That hurt.
Exterior of Julian's building.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You got it?
Yep.
Oh, watch out. Oh, there we go. Lights. Okay. You just had to get the biggest tree in the lot, didn't you?
Yep.
Charlotte and Julian carry a tree into his apartment.
Think your place can handle it, though.
Yeah, well, I am kind of a minimalist, aren't I?
You know, they say a person's decor is a reflection of what they want the world to see.
Oh.
I'm getting a hiding in plain sight kind of vibe.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, if this acting thing doesn't work out, you'll make a great therapist.
Nice deflection.
Okay, are you going to psychoanalyze me or are you going to help me with this thing?
You know what?
What?
I think it should go right here. It'll be the first thing people see when they walk in the door.
Oh, okay. Well, I can see a method to your madness.
Oh, yeah.
They stand the tree up.
Perfect. Now the fun begins.
Yeah. Decorations, right?
She nods.
It's been a while. I don't know how many decorations I have.
Oh, I can make anything work.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll see what I got.
Okay. Lucky for you, I am a master at Christmas decorating.
Oh, really?
Yep. I don't know what it is. Something about this time of year, I just get this special feeling. Like finding the right guy to put the star on top of the Christmas tree.
Wow, that was subtle.
Yeah.
I can handle it. Got this. So listen, what are your plans for the new year?
I'm still trying to figure that out. I think I'm just going to play it by ear.
So there's no one special in your life?
No. I think that's why I'm willing to take some risks right now, you know, shake things up.
Yeah, I think we're in the same boat. My agents think that this theater gig is my way of hiding from the spotlight.
Well, is it? I mean, I can't imagine this whole fame thing being easy.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to complain, but yeah, you could get caught up in it once in a while.
I just know what my roommate reads in the tabloids.
Oh, okay. About Samantha and I?
Not my business.
That's okay.
It's not my business. But one of the reasons I will never date an actor.
Okay, hold on a second. You're not going to date an actor?
No. Iron fast rule never ends well. I think I would do better with, like, an accountant.
Oh, No, boring. Way too safe.
Safe? Don't knock safe. Safe is good. Safe is dependable. Especially when you're living paycheck to paycheck.
All right. Still boring, though.
Okay.
Let's light this thing up. What do you think? Ready?
Yep.
3, 2...
Wow.
Looks great.
Oh, it's so great.
I gotta hand it to you, Cheryl. So you know how to bring life to a room. Mm-hmm. Okay. Stokes.
Yep. Thank you.
To
the most perfect tree.
The most perfect tree.
Like ever.
Ever.
Yeah. No, Mom, I already told you I'm not gonna make it home for Christmas. Okay. Oh, I have to figure out a way to nail this McMahon account so I can get that promotion that I deserve.
Julian and Franny look upset.
Are you kidding me? Whose phone is that? Whose phone is that? Come on, anyone?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I think it's mine. I thought I turned it off.
Okay, it's fine, Charlotte. Let's take five.
Charlotte picks up her phone.
Great. Hi. Yeah, I know I owe you a phone call. I've just been so busy.
I know. I see. Looks like you and your almost thicker thin co-star have become quite thick.
Merry Christmas.
I am actually at rehearsal right now, so can I please call you tonight?
No need to.
I'm just calling with some huge news. You got the job.
Miss Murray loves your energy.
Oh. Wow. That is great news. But I'm at rehearsal right now, so I will call you tonight, okay?
Sure.
In the meantime, I'm going to pick out your office.
Okay, bye.
She hangs up.
Well, it looks like Julian finally dialed up the heat. He must have contacted that Samantha Cross because our theater's Twitter feed is buzzing.
So that's good?
Yes, very good. The story of our theater's plight is going out to millions of Samantha's followers.
Sid looks impressed.
This is just the shot in the arm we need.
I don't understand. Why did it take Julian so long to ask Samantha to get involved?
Well, I think their relationship status is complicated.
Charlotte walks back towards the stage.
Everything okay?
Great.
Yep.
Put my phone on silent. Thanks.
Great. Okay, let's get back after it, shall we? Charlotte, let's try this again.
She looks worried. The exterior of Charlotte's building.
Hey, Char, be honest. What do you think?
Oh, really nice. You're going to a Christmas party.
Yeah, an ugly Christmas sweater party.
Oh, well then you look perfect.
Morgan and Liz look at each other.
What's going on with you? You've been in a funk ever since you got back from rehearsal.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just, you know, burning it at all ends.
I have an extra sweater if you want to join.
I would, but I still have another shift I have to cover before Christmas.
Oh, right. But you must be getting pretty excited, right?
For what?
Your show. Oh, right. Wow.
We should go.
Yes, I'd love to go.
We'll get our tickets.
Okay. Oh, we could reserve tickets ahead of time.
Yeah.
But I just mean really Christmas.
Yes.
Red. Head to toe.
Yeah, head to toe.
Red bows.
Glitter.
And a turtleneck.
Pom-pom.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of velvet.
Charlotte looks annoyed as she goes into her room and shuts the door. She leans back against the door. The exterior of Charlotte's restaurant. She sits at a table and looks lost in thought. Gary looks over at her.
Excuse me, can we get the check, please?
You've been staring at that tree half the night. What's up?
I think this might be one of my last shifts at the bistro.
You mean for the year?
I mean for forever. I got offered that job in Chicago.
So you're gonna take it?
I don't see how I can turn it down. It's a great salary, plus a moving bonus. My friend Rachel lives there. My mom lives there.
Are you trying to sell me or sell yourself?
I said I needed a change. And change is never easy. And as much fun as I am having doing this play, I just can't keep living like this.
She picks up her phone and looks at it. She sees a message from Julian that says, "If you're not too exhausted, I'd love to meet you after work." She smiles and walks off. Julian sits and reads a script and sighs.
Coming!
He goes towards the door of his apartment.
Merry early Christmas.
You didn't have to bring me this.
I know. I wanted to. Let's see. Where can we put a little more Christmas? How about right here?
Sure.
Perfect.
Yeah, looks great.
So, I got your message. What's going on? You okay?
Well, let's start with the good news, shall we? The play is looking spectacular. Thanks largely due to you.
And you. And the entire Grand Company.
Yes.
What else?
I just got offered another TV series in L.A.
Charlotte looks surprised.
That's great, right? That's exciting.
Sure, no, it's exciting until you open up and read the script. It's just another watered-down version of the same thing I've been playing for the last 5 years. Now, I'm grateful that I'm working, but I don't want to spend the next 5 years doing the same thing.
I get it. We're kind of in a similar situation. I got offered that job in Chicago.
Julian nods.
Congratulations. That's exciting.
Do you maybe want to say that again, but this time with a little more feeling?
You know, congratulations. That's exciting.
Here it is.
Oh, man. Can I ask you something? How did we get here?
I don't think it's about how we got here. I think the real question is, where are we headed?
It's like Grand Central Station.
Oh.
Julian goes to the door.
Hold that thought.
Merry Christmas, Julian.
Samantha, hi. What a surprise. Samantha, this is Charlotte. She's the star of our off-Broadway show we're doing tomorrow night. She's our holiday play. This is our star.
Yeah, that's me. And this is my exit.
No, wait, I wanted to talk to
you. No, just have a good night. Good night.
Charlotte leaves.
You want to come in, Samantha?
Samantha enters.
You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Come on in.
Come on, let me fix your drink.
Julian follows her. The Grand Theater marquee. People walk past a poster for Christmas Carol, opening night.
And all three spirits will live inside me forever.
Perfect. Love it. Good work, everyone. It's great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You sure you don't mean to, like, do...
No. Come on, I don't want to over-rehearse. Let's keep it fresh. That's wonderful.
Fresh, right. Fresh is good.
Yes. Everyone, listen up. We're going to be doing curtain calls before the show tonight. Naomi.
Thanks, Julian. Everyone has a call sheet. Hair and makeup for featured players is 5 p.m. sharp.
And before you leave, please, everyone, I'll need all costumes on the rack to be accounted for, please. Thank you.
Thank you. So, listen, how are you feeling about the show tonight?
I guess as good as I can, right? And the butterflies are definitely starting to flutter.
Well, it's okay. Just relax. You know, you're half as good as you were in the dress rehearsal and wrapped on your finger.
Listen, Julie. Wow.
Okay. You go.
No, you go.
Okay. I wanted to talk to you about last night. Samantha and I were not.
Oh, Julian, it's fine. Really, it's not even any of my business.
No, I understand that, but it got a little awkward when you left, and I didn't want you to get the wrong idea.
I'm taking the job in Chicago.
Fanny and Brady look over in surprise.
You are?
Yes. Yes. I am.
I don't understand why the change of heart.
I just really don't feel like there's anything left for me here.
Julian nods.
I mean, hey, you know, I mean, that's what you want to do. I'm happy for you.
Thanks. Okay, well, I should get changed.
Yeah.
She hurries away. Julian looks sad. The exterior of the theater. Two men look at a blueprint.
Oh, I understand the boardroom being in the center. I don't understand it being the smallest room on the
floor. Mr. Hayes? Hi. Hi, Charlotte Miller. Thank you for coming.
I had meetings scheduled. So you're one of the players of the soon-to-be-defunct theater group, I assume?
One of the visiting members, yes.
I really hoped you didn't ask me here to give me a piece of your mind.
Not exactly.
Charlotte reaches in her purse.
But I discovered this inside the theater, and I thought you should have it.
What is this? Oh, photo of the old gang. Hoping to pull up my heartstrings, are we?
Actually, it's a photo of you and your father and Julian's father in front of the Grand Theater.
Dennis looks up at her and raises his eyebrows.
Innocent times, huh?
Yes. Yes, they were.
I understand your father was a big supporter of the arts.
He called this his folly. He had a head for business, but the heart of a starving artist.
Maybe he sensed there was room for both.
Ms. Miller, I'm honestly not trying to be the bad guy here. This is just about good business.
I understand. But your father did find a way for art and business to coexist and turn a profit.
True, but at a time when this was a thriving art district.
Hey, have you checked your social media? Our little show is going to be the next big thing.
Dennis smiles at her.
All right, well, Merry Christmas.
She walks away.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Dennis looks at the picture.
Well, listen, I need you to make sure the crew double checks all the spots, okay?
Hey, I'm on it.
All right, great.
By the way,
yeah.
Thanks to you, our social media has been on fire.
Oh,
ever since that girlfriend of yours took to Twitter, man.
That person is not my girlfriend.
Oh. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I didn't mean to assume.
No problem.
Well, with any luck, she might just help us save the place.
On there, Julian.
Brady.
Got one here for you. And here's yours. That's a crew gift.
Sherlock got us one.
Oh, that's nice, sir. All right, thanks.
Hey, break your leg, I'm proud of you.
Thanks, man. Okay.
Julian reads a card attached with the gift. It reads, "Thanks for believing in me, even when I forgot how. Break a leg in all of your endeavors. Charlotte." Julian unwraps the gift. He looks at a photo of the cast and crew, with he and Charlotte next to each other.
You know, your dad would really be proud.
Thanks, Frank. I'd like to think so, too.
So, tell me something. Are you really going to let her get away?
Franny.
Sorry, I've been in the business long enough to know when I see true chemistry.
Well, unfortunately, I think I'm too late. Charlotte's already made up her mind, so.
Maybe. Have you made up yours?
Franny walks away, and he looks at the photo again.
Okay, guys, break a leg. Keep the energy up in the first act, okay?
The theater marquee for A Christmas Carol. Charlotte looks up at her name on the marquee. She smiles at it. She dials her phone.
Hey, Mom. I tried you earlier. I guess you're not around. I miss you. I will try you after the show, okay? I love you. Merry Christmas.
The poster for the show, opening night. A crowd gathers out front of the theater. The balcony fills up with guests. Liz and Morgan sit in their seats. Gary and his wife look for their seats. Naomi smiles.
Check. Mic check. All right, here we go, everybody.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I think I just looked too hard.
No harm.
Maybe it's a good omen.
Good as new.
Break a leg.
Franny walks away from Charlotte.
Oh, have a good show.
Thank you. How you doing?
Me, I'm great. I should be asking you that question.
Oh, I am surprisingly calm.
Good. Good to hear. I also wanted to give you this. Yeah, it's a, you know, just for insurance. It's a prop from my dad's first performance in Merchant of Venice, in Shakespeare in the Park. Yeah, I used to take it with me on auditions for Good Luck.
Wow. Thank you.
Hey, just be you. Great.
I love it. Okay.
Yeah, well, yes.
I just want to say thank you for everything.
Oh, yeah, great.
We have a seat out there for you, okay?
Oh, you want me out there?
Enjoy All the right. show.
Okay, thank you.
All right, everybody, here we go. Break legs. Have a great show, everybody.
Naomi listens on her headset. The theater marquee.
I learned to heed the past, honor my present, and maybe most of all, keep hope alive towards a bright future. And so, God bless us, everyone.
The stage lights go out. Gary and his wife lead a standing ovation. Julian joins the cast on stage and takes a bow. He leads Charlotte to the front of the stage, and she takes a bow. She presses her hands together in gratitude. Charlotte's mom blows a kiss. Charlotte sees her. Her mom wipes a tear from her eye. The cast and crew toast at an after party.
You got to see it.
How did you get here?
I wouldn't have missed it for the world. At least that's what I kept telling that Julian fellow when he offered to fly me out here.
He did? Uh-huh.
You crushed it.
You guys.
Best show ever.
So good.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much.
Charlotte, honestly, I mean, I knew you were good, but...
Gary.
You're something else.
Thank you.
I'll say, you came alive out there on that stage.
Rachel, I can't take that job in Chicago.
Oh, please. I figured that out by the end of the first act.
Really?
Yes.
You're not mad?
No.
Oh.
Guys, can you turn on the music, please? Thanks. Everybody obviously knows Mr. Dennis Hayes here, our landlord and owner of the Grand. If you can give him a moment of your time, he has a few words.
Everyone, please, just give him a chance, okay? I know this might be impossible to believe, but Mr. Hayes is actually seeing the lights about what this theater means to the community.
I'm a businessman first and have holdings in many properties in the area. Now, due to the exposure all that social media has generated, developers are clamoring to revive the old theater district.
And you can't have an old theater district without an old theater.
It appears keeping you people in business is good business.
Then what you're saying, Mr. Hayes, is that the Grand Theater Company lives on.
I think our fathers would be proud.
It's a Christmas miracle!
Julian hugs Dennis.
Woo! Awesome!
The group raises their glasses.
The Grand Company!
Julian yells.
You were wonderful tonight.
He and Charlotte toast.
Play me out, Gary. Cheers, you guys. Cheers.
Julian, you really know how to throw a surprise party.
You guys, anytime. Hey, cheers, you guys.
Cheers.
Congratulations. Yeah. You guys were wonderful. This one is for you.
Thank you. And thank you for all of this.
Oh, it's a special night.
So listen, you were the one, weren't you, who convinced Hayes to keep us going, right?
His bark is worse than his bite. Actually, no, they're both really bad. But we did find a common ground.
Julian nods.
Pretty amazing, you know?
Thanks. Yeah, for the first time, like, ever, I'm actually starting to believe that.
Good. You should.
So where's Samantha?
Oh, I don't know. Last time I heard, she was on her way to Greece for a holiday with a new boyfriend. Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, you assumed I was still dating her.
I didn't know. Oh. I don't. It's not my business.
You know, speaking of business, what's going on with this trip to Chicago? I'm starting a new career.
I'm passing on that job.
He nods.
Okay.
Yeah, no risk, no reward, right? I think I'm going to stay around New York and, I don't know, see where that leads me.
Wow, that certainly could pose a problem.
Some problems?
They look up.
Oh, no.
No, let's get out of here. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go inside.
I don't want to leave, so I decided, you know what? I'm going to pass on that gig out in L.A. so I can devote more of my time here as the new artistic director.
Charlotte's jaw drops.
Wow! That's fantastic!
Thank you.
So what's the problem?
Oh, come on. You got this hard and fast rule. You'll never date an actor.
She takes his hand and leads him away outside.
Well, you know what they say about rules, right?
What's that?
They kiss. A taxi pulls up alongside them. A couple gets out of the taxi and walks past. The Empire State Building, lit up.